It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Yes, we all are awake here, and we're missing Matt McNeil, and this is the Matt McNeil Show, and I'm sitting in for Matt today. We have Brett here, and we also have my manager, Crystal Moose, who also manages Native Dancers. Welcome, everybody. Hello.
Hey, good to have you on the weekday, Robert.
Yeah, it's stressful because, you know, I have more time to think about it, and I've had too much caffeine, so this show is either going to go really fast or really slow. I'm not too sure. But yeah, so, you know, we're usually on, right, at 2 p.m. live here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I like to say that. I don't normally say that during our show because we send our show out to other places. But it's been a long time, so let me try that again. The Progressive Voice of Minnesota. All right. And, you know, it's great for – is Matt on vacation?
Yeah, he is on vacation. A little staycation, I think, is actually what he's got going on right now. So sticking nice. Around in town, but just getting the days off.
So he'll be at the fair.
I think he will be, correct.
And I have a segue. That was a tricky way to get segue. And, you know, we're going to be at the fair, too, Saturday, live at the Heritage Center. And I know...
We'll be at the International Bazaar stage.
That's
area.
What I meant. The International... That's why it's great to have Crystal here. And it's bad to drink a lot of coffee before... sitting in for Matt McNeil. So appreciate that. And you're going to have your dancers out there too.
Yes, Native Pride dancers will be there Saturday and Sunday from, let's see, we have three shows each day, 3:15, 4:30, and 5:45.
Well, what's exciting too is our show is right before your show. So come on down to see us and then it's segue right into your show. And it sounds like you'll be there all day.
Yeah.
Exactly. So one of the things that we were talking about before the show is a couple things what we wanted to talk about today. And definitely if you want to call in, it's 952-946-6205. One of the things that's dear to our heart is what's happening in South Minneapolis and what's been kind of dubbed the Wall of Forgotten Natives. And we're going to have a guest here in a minute on here talk about that. And we also want to talk a little bit about, the Walls campaign specifically and really from the Native perspective and hopefully the progressive perspective, what do we have and what do we have to change and what we have in the Walls Flanagan team. So we want to talk about that and get everybody's opinion that'll call in about that. But first, right now, I want to get to our guest right now, and it's Travis Earth Warner, and he's been down at the Wall of Forgotten Natives down there. And I really appreciate you being on the show because we talk about this in Native Roots Radio is we do not want to come in with fake news. We want to come in with people that, you know, I have opinion about a million things, but Travis, you're there, your boots on the ground. Can you tell us what's going on there?
Well, you know, it's kind of growing kind of rampantly over the last month. Started out with a few tents here and there that were hidden and secluded. And with, like, construction being around and everything, it's kind of, you know, displaced a lot of other people, and they kind of congregated on that wall for safety reasons. And, you know, speaking with some of the residents that are staying there currently, you know, they're coming from other areas as well that, you know, have no housing. So we've got a lot of places with, you know, no housing resources and, you know, shelter, you know, availability. And, you know, I mean, any given night you can call around and try and get shelters and, you know, it's inaccessible. So
they're filled up,
you know?
Yeah. And it blows my mind and gets me angry that we have a $1 billion stadium in the shadows of what's happening with our Native people. It upsets me. And I don't expect you to comment on that, but that's the way I feel. I was down there today, and our people need help. And I appreciate what you and Mike Gozzi and everybody that's doing down there for our people.
Well, you know, I'd like to give a shout out to Natives Against Heroin because they're there, you know, mm-hmm. basically every day doing healing like the immediate needs. I know that, you know, they care about the people and they're there, you know, and you know, St. Stephen's Outreach, mm-hmm. AICDC Outreach. You know, we're all trying to coordinate things and, you know, try and, you know, create some change and voice to the leaders of, like, county, city, governmental, that, you know, we need, you know, some assistance here because this is, you know, a rampant issue and people, you know, it's more noticeable now than ever. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, this is, it's nothing new. It's just more noticeable now because a lot of the people have been displaced and, you know, that's, you know, they feel safe in their community. And this is their community. This is where, you know, Native Americans have been. You know, mm-hmm. since, you know, 70s, you know.
Right. Exactly. So I'm glad you gave a shout out to James and Native James Cross with Natives Against Heroin. We give him a shout out every weekend. And you're right. I mean, I've seen them out there feeding the people before this was even in the newspaper and even out there smudging off. They have tables out there for immediate Rule 25 if people need that. You're absolutely right. It takes... without being a cliche, but it takes a village for our people to help our people because I was down there and I'd say 95% of the people were Native American there.
Yep.
So what can people do? Is there people can bring things? I know there was a shout out if you don't feel comfortable, but if you do go down there and give things like there was a call out for water and ice, don't leave it at one tent, spread it around, give it to the individual people. These are people, these are human beings. You can look them straight in the eye. You can say, we're praying for you. What else can they do, Travis?
You know, they could just, you know, I would say go to their policymakers, create change. We need more shelters, you know, I mean, we need more accessible things to services for immediate stuff. They need hygiene stuff. I just gave out a bunch of hygiene stuff earlier today mm-hmm. to people staying there and, you know, toothbrushes. They need soap and stuff, you know, I mean, they got a shower there now that they, you know, is one, but, you know, it's still more feasible than having nothing at all. So
how long is the highway department going to stand down and not kick them out again? What's happening right now? I know Mike Gozzi is going to be talking to the mayor tomorrow, and he's in a lot of other groups trying to figure out what we can do and for these people, our people. What have you heard?
Well, at our last community meeting, I heard that they were putting at a standstill so that the people that are staying there can get connected to, like, social services, you know, get housing assessments, Rule 25 assessments, try and find placement, you know, with the coordinated entry system, and just, you know, trying to connect them to services so that they're not just displaced from one location to another and just create more chaos, more garbage, more costly funds. And they've been, you know, relatively speaking, they've been pretty clean over there. You know, they take care of it. I've seen them, you know, multiple times on occasion stopping by. They've been actively cleaning it and making sure that they're throwing things in garbage bags, mm-hmm. And, you know, taking care of their area.
I had read that the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center and St. Stephen's were working on, like, a timeline to purchase the Kateri property.
That's interesting. Have you heard anything about that, Travis?
I seen it earlier in the summer. You know, I mean, I heard some other things on it, but I'm unsure if I'm able to, like, disclose that information.
Okay. That's a good one.
I don't want to throw it out there and not have something, you know, like put fake news out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Perfect. We say that all the time. Well, Travis, thank you. And all the people that are down there, you are boots on the ground and helping our people, the less fortunate. I know we've all gone through rough times in our life, and we've had people help us pick up, whether it's a parent, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's someone else in the community. And I really appreciate you being on, Travis, Earth Werner, Pini Gigi, and have a great day.
Thank you, Travis.
You as well. Thank you. Thanks.
Wow, that's kind of disheartening, wouldn't you say there, Brett?
Yeah, I was reading about this, too, and it it's really exploded, this homeless camp, over, it looks like, the past few weeks, of just a number of people being there. I know, Robert, you just drove by there, and you were surprised by the number of tents you saw as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I got out and walked around, and it was so quiet. It was right next to the freeway, and it's so quiet, and people are, chill. They're embarrassed. They're with what's going on. They're numb to what's happening to them, and I can't imagine it. And it's great that there's people out there that are reaching out to help these people. You know, because there's a lot of it's chemical dependency, a lot of it's mental health issues, or they're all the same. What do you think, Crystal?
I believe that no one ever plans on being homeless. You know, there's factors that have contributed to these challenges and how they ended up out there. And every one of them are, you know, there are people.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone's daughter, someone's
right.
son, you know, and they, you know, treat them well.
Yeah.
And if MnDOT clears out this campsite, it's not like these people just go away. They're still going to be out somewhere on the streets
right.
until you solve the problem. Yeah, just clearing out that campsite really doesn't do anything.
And I think part of the issue, too, is just because they're working on the highway right there, people can see them, you know, and people have been moved.
Yeah.
And I walked it, and there's a good 50-some tents there easily, and thank goodness that there are tents there at the very least, and that people have brought things in. Hey, that music sounds familiar.
I feel like it's the weekend.
Right. Why am I so awake here? Oh, that's the name of the show. Hey, you're listening to the Mac McNeil Show, and we're sitting in here for Matt, Crystal and I, and Crystal Moose and Brett, and you know, we'll be back after this. You're listening to the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
When is the last time you had the outside of your windows clean? Cleaning your windows gives you brighter natural light in your home. Don't waste the summer sun and brighten your home's quality of light coming through those windows with Blue Sky Services. Get your windows washed before the fall rush. Blue Sky Services' final sale before fall is this month only, where you can get 25 window panes washed inside and out for only $129. Call 651-447-4484. That's Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484.
Hi, this is Paul. You need to listen to the Wall of Power Radio Hour every weekend on AM 950. In the Voice of Minnesota, MinPost has called us one of the 22 most independently entertaining and cool radio shows in the Twin Cities. We feature cool people from all walks of life and from all 50 states every Saturday at 6 p.m., replayed Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Find a wide selection of outdoor hearth products at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether you prefer wood or gas, Woodland Stoves has the fire to fit your home. Pizza aficionados know nothing matches masonry oven baking for capturing flavor and nutrition. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can easily install one in your home or business. Enthusiasts use these ovens year-round for bread making, wood roasting, even grilling.
The mission and passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you. The way humans relate to fire is primordial. We have used fire to warm our bodies, cook our meals, and kindle our spirits. Our team has the know-how to do this in a clean-burning and environmentally smart way. Visit our store and experience the diversity. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin. See us online at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that fits and works for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Welcome back to the Mac McNeil Show. That's just, I want to say, welcome back to Native Roots
Radio. I'm going to get you on one of these days, today or tomorrow.
That's right. Wow, it's funny. It's good to hear, too. We're here, Crystal Moose, the manager of Native Roots Radio and Native Dancers, and we're here with Brett, too, our great engineer. And we're talking over, well, first we were talking, the first part we were talking about the Wall of Forgotten Natives, and we want to kind of touch base on that just real quick, where people can help. Crystal, give us some information where people can send things or talk to their politicians, or how can we move on from this?
I think every one of us, we do have a responsibility to look out for each other, especially as Native Americans, our families out there. I know one of my former classmates is out there. I just realized it recently, and that's just through Facebook networking. And I keep thinking about her, and we just need to contact our local officials, and we should put up some kind of post on our Native Roots page so people can be able to find those numbers or emails to contact our representatives, because we elect them for a reason, and they work for us. And we just need to make sure that we are using our voice to help others.
Well, I know, again, by talking to Mike Gozzi, he's going to be talking to the mayor tomorrow. And he's been an advocate for that area for a long, long time. So it's, he's a well-respected member of the Native in the community.
I also saw an another one of our, colleagues, Misty, she had put a call out and said, I'm going to go down there if anyone wants to donate. So you could do some of that, too. Just put a call out to your friends and family and just go down and offer some support to our people that are living in the tents.
Well, we were at one of our sponsors of AM of Native Roots Radio, B Resale, and they put a call out through Instagram, and they've gotten a lot of clothes and blankets and things, and the materials that they were asking for, whether it was hygiene things for everybody. So there's a lot of people out there that are caring about our community, it's too bad it has to be like this right now, because they've been there. Again, this is the Matt McNeil Show, and we're sitting in here, and we're from Native Roots Radio, and we're on, we're on at Saturday at 2 p.m., and of course you can pick us up on iTunes, Facebook Live, and things like that. And also this week, Crystal, I know you're going to be working hard at the fair. We're going to be at the fair too, so we're going to drive the engineers crazy, because we're going to do a live remote again at the fair, like we did at the last powwow. Or was it, I was driven crazy, I can't remember. But we're going to be there at 2 to 3, and then your dancers are going to be doing shows, half hour, 45 minute shows constantly for the next 3 hours after that.
Yes. Starting at 3:15, 4:30, and 5:45, Native Pride dancers will be on the International Bazaar stage. And this is an amazingly powerful, energetic, entertaining, and educational event. And it's like a showstopper. The seats are filled. Those who are traveling, it's like a moving audience. And so if you have a certain type of engaging performance that'll stop a moving audience, and so they become yours, interactive with what you're doing. It's an amazing experience, and there's so many people from all over the state of Minnesota and even Wisconsin and other areas, and so we just feel that it's such a a unique opportunity to connect with as many people as possible. So I think this is 17 years that we have done this.
Wow. So, I was a young man when you started that.
Yeah.
I wasn't close to catching Social Security there. Wow. So anybody can call in now at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. I want to talk, Crystal and I were talking a little bit about FIRST, Minnesota FIRST, and you kind of have a fun little fact sheet there that we can talk about a little bit, and it's Native-centric and people, brown people of color centric, and it's a very interesting list you have.
So in the last, the midterm primary election just held last week, there was a record turnout, mm-hmm. first of all, for voting. But there is also record early voting, mm-hmm. and that's like really cool because a lot of times it seems like we become so busy that primaries aren't even that important.
Mm-hmm.
And so for so many people to actually turn out early and actually just turn out, it's amazing. And that's what we need to do. You know, it is sometimes, you know, our civic duty is kind of put off to the side, but our country needs us to take care of it.
Well, and I really feel like, too, I believe that 100%, and I also believe maybe the people that in the last election that weren't happy with the two people that they were going to vote for president that stepped out, maybe voted this time. Because
right.
It's the highest elections in 20 years, and it was almost 1 million people voted in Minnesota. I think it was over 900,000, and most of them were blue, and that's awesome because we need to do that. We rarely on Native Roots Radio on 2 p.m. on AM 950 ever talk about 45.
Right.
We rarely talk about him, and we want to keep positive as much as we can, because what's really important, too, is the local elections, and that's what people came out for. I think we need to resist, divest, and join a group and run for office, as I always say at the end of the show.
Okay. One thing about Minnesota also is we have, I'd say, the highest turnout in the states, in all 50 states. We are one of the highest voting states, and so that's really cool. And a name here, Representative Omar of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
She's of Somali descent.
Mm-hmm.
She's on track to become the first Somali immigrant to serve in Congress.
Well, I'm a board member of MN350, and there were only two people that their new action group they endorsed, and one was Murphy, and one was her. And it's exciting that she won, and that brings me back to you know. Murphy was very close. Murphy Walls was very close. And I think there's a lot of people we got to remind them, kind of what you said earlier, is that, you know, we got to go Democrat. But we also have to keep them, we have to keep on their tail, because we all know Walls is not a major friend of Native Americans that are up north by Line 3 or Enbridge. So. Mm-hmm. We have to really keep diligent about who's electing and who they're standing for.
Right. Doing your research is really important.
Yeah. And so, you know, because I think when we vetted candidates at MN350, he sounded water is life. And then shortly after winning the election, things changed a little bit. And so we got to keep an eye on Walls, and we all still have to support him, but also say we're not happy with some of the things.
Right.
So this is beautiful. You know, thanks, Matt, for letting us have this chance, this opportunity to be on your show in drive time. You're listening to the Matt McNeil Show, and we're sitting in for Matt, Crystal Moose, Robert Pilot, and, of course, Brett, who does a lot of sitting in himself. I feel very at ease now to have you two here. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Hi, this is Charlie. My dad is Minnesota's wildly popular and handsome radio host, Matt McNeil. Did I say that right, Dad?
Perfect!
When I got my driver's license, my parents let me drive a Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota. I love it. It's easy, comfortable, and hauls all my baseball gear. And my parents love the safety. That's why they wanted me in the Sienna.
Thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota, my son is safe as he begins his driving adventure. We're a two Sienna family thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota. Visit them today in Golden Valley at 169 and 394.
The State Fair has always been full of treats. From corn dogs to cheese curds to anything on a stick. Now you can add a new furnace and air conditioner to that list. Announcing Standard Heating and Air Conditioning State Fair Sale. Get a new air conditioner for just $2,500 when you install a new high-efficiency furnace by September 3rd. Discover more about how you can take advantage of Standard State Fair Sale at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Hey, Minnesota, Norman Goldman here. Catch me live every weeknight from 5 to 8 p.m. right here on AM 950. Whether it's a recap of the day's news, legal analysis, or teaching civics, justice is always served on the Norman Goldman Show. Today on the show, it's obvious the Manafort jury is taking their job very seriously. We may not have a verdict today, but we're keeping an eye on it. That means it's senior legal analyst time. And is there a military move to the Democrats? Join me every weeknight from 5 to 8 on AM 950.
Supporting the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities has never been easier. You'll find an expansive list of local dining options at eatlocalminnesota.com, from classic American comfort food to authentic flavors from around the world. Experience cozy fireside dining at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul, specializing in fresh seafood, fire-roasted meats, and pizzas all cooked over an oak-burning fire, and salads and sandwiches, too. Join them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week, located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com. Burger Mo's is the perfect neighborhood gathering spot before and after Excel Center events or anytime, offering 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, more than 60 beers on tap, and happy hours twice daily. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
Hi, friends. I've been talking to you about Minnesota's first green cemetery, Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's an entirely new way of looking at our last earthly step. Burials are designed to have as little impact on the environment as possible. For many of us, a continuation of the commitment we made during our lifetime. Let me suggest you go to the website, mngreengraves.com. Explore what it is. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's a lovely place, a peaceful place. Minnesota's first green cemetery.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies today with a chance for thunderstorms at a high near 75. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 61. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 76. And Wednesday, sunny with a high around 79. Burger Mo's is the perfect neighborhood gathering spot before or after XL Energy events. They have delicious food, including their Unburgers, as well as two happy hours and more than 60 beers on tap. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking. More at burgermo's.com.
Got used to that Matt McNeil music there.
Wow, hey, that's awesome. This is the Matt McNeil Show, and this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. I'm awake, sitting in with Crystal Moose as our sidekick and our double sidekick, so we don't go crazy, as Brett here. You know, we want to post a question to everybody here out there listening. Do you think Walls was the right call? And that kind of rhymes, but not really. But do you think Walls and Flanagan were the right call? I know in my neighborhood in St. Paul, Mac Groveland, we saw a lot of Erin Murphy signs. And she put in a valiant try, a second place. And it seems, Brett, I don't know if you can help me with this, but it seems to me that Walls was more environmentally, or at least skipping skirting around the question. And now, as soon as he won, a couple days later, he was like, well, let's see, you know, jobs. And all of a sudden, he's sounding not very progressive.
Yeah, sometimes in those primaries, you have to run a little bit to the left. I know I was talking to some other people, including Hunter, who's also an engineer here, and a couple callers, how Walls, during these debates, definitely sounded more progressive than he had when he was serving in the 1st Congressional District, which right. was kind of interesting. So I think we got to keep the pressure on him to keep him on the left side of the issues. And in fact, I already have a thought from Tony on our Facebook feed who says, I would rather try to push Walls further left on an issue than try to get Jeff Johnson or any Republican to try and see something from my point of view. He says, vote blue no matter who.
Wow, perfect. And you know, that That should be a t-shirt, and I agree 100% with them. We don't want to run into what happened in the last election, and I don't want to repeat myself, but there's so many people that I respected and know that I, well, who'd you vote for? And I said, well, I didn't vote. And I'm just like, what? And this is what we ended up with. And again, we don't like to call out his name. We just call him 45. And that's a great point. And I agree. But we can still have conversation. And maybe the conversation too is, what can we do to keep pushing him left? What do you think of that?
Well, who's his partner? Lieutenant Governor,
right? Peggy Flanagan. Yeah. Now in years past, that's just been a token office, and supposedly Tina, which is a whole nother story for us up there, because I heard some nicknames for Tina as Toxic Tina, but we have to stay blue, absolutely,
right.
Absolutely.
Blue.
Let me make that 100% clear.
And we have to keep using our voice and contacting. Otherwise, I mean, they represent us.
Right.
We need to be vocal and not, you know, there's some people that are really active, but we all need to make that effort.
Right. And we got to remind them too, because I can only imagine when you get millions of dollars thrown at you, whether you're a pipeline owner of a foreign country that owns pipelines or the Koch brothers or whatever, you start fading away. What's the old saying? Poor man want to be rich, rich man want to be king, and a king ain't satisfied till he rules everything. It's intoxicating. That was Bruce Springsteen, by the way. That was for your next show.
Oh, Doug Patchell will like that.
Yeah.
That was for Doug, right, because I know he likes The Boss.
And you know, even bringing up Peggy Flanagan, you know, it's so exciting to be Native. It's so exciting. You know, I love being Anishinaabe. I love being from the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. I love my work. But I love to see other people being successful. And so you have Peggy Flanagan. She's a member of the White Earth Nation of Ojibwe. And then you also have Donna Bergstrom from Red Lake Nation. Now, these are both Anishinaabe women, and they, either one of them, will be our next Lieutenant Governor,
which is a first.
Yeah,
a highest office in the, I think the highest office in the country. Is Lieutenant Governor. If they become Lieutenant Governor, they will be the highest Native American elected office.
Right.
I don't know about you, but that's kind of good news and also kind of depressing news. That,
well,
in both senses, that
it would,
at this point in 2018, a Native American as Lieutenant Governor would be the highest-ranking official we've ever had?
Well, let me put this in perspective. I was 17 years old in 1978. In 1978, I was a junior in high school. That was the first year that Native Americans legally could practice their own religion. Legally.
Right. And it was only in 1924 that we even obtained U.S. citizenship.
Or could vote.
Right.
Right. So we're way behind the game, even though we're the first people here. That's a whole nother story and another show. But, you know, it doesn't surprise me, Brett, was my point, is because we've come a long way. But I'm happy that it's being led by women. We're awoke. And there's a lot of people across the country. I know there's a Ho-Chunk woman, Charisse Davids, who's who won a primary, the Democratic primary down there in, what was it, Omaha?
Or Charisse is in Wisconsin, isn't she?
No, she's from Wisconsin, but she won the election in, I think it's Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll look that up again. But there you go. She's a doer. You know, she's somebody that the nation supports. She's gone out there. She was she would be the first lesbian elected in that state. For that office, so it's amazing, but it takes a lot of action, and I think again we come back. Why we started Native Roots Radio is because of Standing Rock, of all the misinformation that was happening out there, and I think that still the fire is burning within a lot of people. It's like they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're doing stuff. They're doing things, and they're running for office.
Yes, and then you also have Paulette Jordan. She's a Democrat in Idaho for the governor's office, and she's only 8 points behind her
The Republican candidate?
Yes, the Republican candidate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not that far behind.
And, you know, this is our belief, our tribal nations, we believe that the women are the backbone of our people. And that as long as they're still standing, that we're thriving. And they do lead us, and they nurture us, and they take care of us. So, you know, this is just a prime example of what our Native American women can do.
Right. And in a lot of nations, I know the women are the water carriers, and that means a lot of different things. It's a beautiful thing, and that they're stepping forward. And what more? And then there's a lot of brown people out there too. We talked about Omar, who's got a lot of national play, and again, she's going to have a lot to learn. But I'd rather have somebody with a clean slate than a dirty slate become an officer of the state.
Right, and there's also a Democrat, Rashida Tlaib. She's a Palestinian American family. She's favored to win her congressional race in Michigan.
Wow! Again, you know, go blue. Go blue. That's a beautiful thing. One other thing we really do, we were talking about earlier in the segment, is we really do need to pull wherever you, I'll show up wherever Walls and Peggy Flanagan are at and remind them what got them in the situation. And I know there's a lot of politics, and you got to play to the North and the South, and maybe once they get elected, they'll get more progressive, but we don't know that for sure.
Well, there's one other important point to bring up, too. Let's say Walls doesn't move to the left and he does govern more as a centrist. That means it's very important to get a progressive state house or a progressive state senate. I know, speaking with Melissa Hortman, she would be the potential DFL House Speaker. I know she's very progressive on a lot of issues, and that could possibly prevent Walls from going along with Republicans on issues that have to do with the environment up north. I know you're talking specifically about PolyMet, Line 3, Enbridge, and those types of issues. So certainly very important to make sure we win that state house as well.
Right on, and blue all the way. You know, it's funny that you bring up these companies. We rewind back 2 years ago, almost 2 years to the date. I know Archibald called us out to Standing Rock. And it was an amazing thing. I remember it was like a week before the fair, and they were having hundreds of people at the most there stop by Standing Rock, the first camp, and how that grew and how people went down there. And I know we, Wendy and I and Curtis had gone down there. And Crystal, did you make it to Standing Rock?
No.
So, but just the flame and the fire and the progressiveness that came out of there and all the allies. You know, in Minnesota, we're only 1.4% Native American, and we need all the allies we can get. And that's why it's important for me to, one, be on this show,
mm-hmm.
And number two, be on our show,
right.
is what I really yes. meant. But thanks, Matt, for letting us be on your show. But we to have a show and have a voice, because what we do is, with your help, is we bring in guests that are experts. We just want to get the word out there. And the reason why we started Native Roots Radio is because there was so much misinformation out there. And, you know, nobody was covering it. And then when they did, you know, I remember there was a march between Minneapolis and St. Paul on the Lake Street Bridge, or the Marshall Street Bridge, depending on which part of the, which if you were St. Paul or Minneapolis. So I'll say Marshall Street Marshall side of the bridge. And what happened was there was 2,000 people there easily. And the youth put this march on. There was easily 2,000 people. And the news, including our beloved NPR, would say hundreds of people and just minimize that, hundreds of people. I saw a helicopter shot, and the helicopter was flying over that day from that march. And I saw a helicopter up in the air at least an hour. And then when I watched WCCO, yeah, I'm calling you out, CCO, they showed half of the march. And they didn't show that, you know, the two sides come together and all these people and shaking hands or whatever and, you know, celebrating the fact that, you know, water is life. But it's just amazing, you know, what I teach MASH, mass communications. I don't say it, but I teach it. And these things I look for, and I know, Brett, you're a video guy too, and it's just amazing what you watch. I remember years ago there was a big thing about Reagan was doing something bad, and what they showed, all the news showed him walking onto Air Force One and waving and smiling. That's what they showed. That's what people heard with their eyes was, there's the president, he's a great guy. They didn't hear what the news was, whether it was contraband or whatever was going on at the time. And I'll never forget them saying, thanks for putting that footage up. So, you got to stay awake, got to stay awoke, and that's what we're trying to do here. And it's really, it's an honor to be on Matt McNeil's show and talk to everybody out there. This is Robert Pilot, and I'm from Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're on from 2 to 3 p.m. along with Crystal Moose of
On Saturdays, correct?
Yes.
Want to make sure we get the day in there, too. Yes.
Thank you. Oh, geez. See, I couldn't do this alone in a closet. I couldn't have my own show like that. Awesome. So you're listening to the Mac McNeil Show, and we're sitting in for Matt. We'll be right back. This is AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Minnesota is home to the only major institution in North America devoted to Russian art, history, and culture. The Museum of Russian Art, located off 35W on Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis, can be your personal connection to extraordinary artists, stories, and context. We offer more exhibitions and events than ever before, from concerts and lectures to vodka tastings and more. Open daily, free parking, and a great Groupon deal. Find out more at tmora.org.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
It's summertime and the neighborhood is full of activity. Blue Sky Services offers power washing and soft washing for home siding, composite decks, walkways, roofs, and more. They will have your home sparkling like new without damaging your exterior, landscape, or yard. Call 651-447-4484 to take advantage of the final sale before the fall, this month only. Get an early start with Blue Sky's August sale prices and keep your house looking healthy while adding value to your home. Call 651-447-4484. That's Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style right here on AM 950. Hey, I've only got a few seconds, so here's the deal. Habitation is the coolest furniture store in town. Not only have we got some of the most exceptional furniture in the cities, but in many cases, Habitation can offer you store credit on your existing furniture. Stop in, talk to one of our designers, and let us help you make your home exceptional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
I almost did it. Well, welcome. We're sitting in here for Matt at the Mac McNeil Show. I almost did. You're listening to Native Roots. Well, I'm the host of Native Roots Radio, which is on Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. And you can see us on live on Facebook and all those beautiful platforms. And I'm here with Crystal Moose and, of course, Brett's here. And what we're going to do this last segment here, we're going to take a deep breath and go, wow, we're down to the last segment, and hopefully people are still listening to Matt's show. And I get that. Hopefully, if I do this again, it would be great to have Matt do the voice like Lorne Michaels, let go of my show, you know.
Oh, I think he'd be down for doing that. Next
give
time
me back
in,
my yes. show. It's just like, whoa. All right, sorry, Matt. But we're going to talk a little bit about we got Crystal here, and we're going to talk a little bit about what she does and what's coming up at the fair, but also why you do it. So let's talk about that. Why is Native Pride and the other organizations like Native Roots Radio important to you, and why do you feel our message is so important?
Okay, so I work with a lot of different organizations. My endeavor is to provide a platform for Native American performing artists to share their talents, their stories, their it's so important for us to have some place to speak from. Like Robert said, we are 1.4% of the population of Minnesota. And, you know, this is our land. This is where we came from and where our ancestors are buried. And we have a message, we have a mission to protect this land, to protect each other, not just for our own sake, but for our neighbors. You know, we all live here together, we share this land now. And so my work has taken me throughout the world, all the way to Moldova, the Kingdom of Jordan, Guatemala. I've also coordinated some tours to Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and it's just to give Native Americans, our performers, a place to showcase our culture. And with that, I work with the Ordwe. I also, with the Minnesota or the Minneapolis, the Metro Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a board member there. And so just being able to share who we are and encourage our Native artists to continue to speak up. And so besides performing artists, I work with you, mm-hmm. with Native Roots Radio. And, you know, being able to sit in and speak on the air, and that's a privilege, and mm-hmm. it's an honor. So I thank you for giving me the opportunity. And also, I love to invite our neighbors. Come to a powwow.
Right.
We just went to the Shakopee Mittewakanton Sioux powwow mm-hmm. this past weekend, and I had some wild rice soup from Chubby's.
Well, I'm not going to say it in case if Wendy's listening, but I did have a double cheeseburger out
yeah.
there, and it was huge. I couldn't believe it. That's one of the best powwows around. I don't want to, they have to pay for ad time, but that is one of the best powwows around, and there was a lot of people walking around, and like you said, it's open to everyone, and it was good to see people come experience it, because everybody's had their first powwow. Yeah, and you know what? Hunter wants to mention something about the Native Pride at the State Fair. Hunter Hawes, come in,
nice,
please.
Hunter.
What's
Ooh.
Up?
Hello.
Nice to hear from
Robert.
You.
Yeah, so I was working an event at the Ordwe, and that was the first time I saw the Native Pride dancers, and I ran into Crystal. I had no idea she was involved with it, but the act was phenomenal, and this was a family-centered event, and we had kids coming up to our booth asking about them afterwards. So it's a really great group, and it's a lot of fun.
That's a huge compliment coming from you,
right,
you know, because
right.
you've worked with many, many artists, performing artists in the metro area and beyond. I'm not, you know, I don't know all the details what you've done, but, you know, I appreciate that comment. Thank you.
And it's going to be awesome, too, because this Saturday, we're going to be out there, AM 950, and Hunter's going to be out there helping me set up, and so he can sign autograph pictures before we go on, too, because I know Hunter has a, well, Hunter has a big following.
AM 950 family.
Hunter is on his way.
we were tabling at Pride, and, like, Hunter went to get something to eat or something, and, like, 10 people came up asking him for him. I'm going, wow, Hunter is a legend. He's a legend here at AM 950.
You got to charge for your autograph, Hunter.
Just a glossy pictures with the baseball cap on.
Yes.
Got to have the cap.
Yeah, the 8x10s.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have fun. And thanks for that shout out with about Native Pride. That's it is a family thing, and it's awe inspiring, and it's one of those kind of things that gives you chills on your arms there, or wherever you get your chills.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to this weekend. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, and I'll get in touch with you, because I get nervous. I start sweating, even though it's 50 degrees out. So it's going to be great to have you out there, Hunter.
Yep, for sure.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling. So there you go. There's like you said, Hunter is well versed. I think he wasn't he at a big school. Music school out east?
Yeah, out east. He went to an audio school out there. Mm-hmm. And now that he's off the line, we can't ask him what school, but I know it was out east.
Well,
that's as much
we'll
as
make
I,
everybody,
I know.
We'll make everybody guess out there. Yeah. That's what. So Crystal, we got a couple minutes left. That's what else do you do? What else? You know, I know for when you started managing Native Roots Radio, I got to tell you, this is that our guest quality has gone way up, and our numbers of viewers on Facebook Live have gone up. I mean, we've had up to 9,000 people, but I think it was a steady stream of more and more people watching us across the country, and of course listening to us live. And I want to pini-gigi to you for that, because it's really brought up our quality of Native Roots Radio too.
Thank you. That it goes back to my. Hope to continue to give Native American performing artists a platform. And I also do a lot of my own work with contracting for Native American artists. So with that, I'm in the process of working on creating my own agency.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I think you should come up with like a tricky name, like Crystal Moose Agency or... something like that.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, you know.
Right. I'll do the logo.
Okay. So yeah, we're doing well. Getting back to Native Pride, we have some major shows coming up in Alaska with the Kanatsi tribe, the Discovery Theater, the Smithsonian's Discovery Theater in mm-hmm. DC. Also, November's National Native American Heritage Month.
Yep.
And so just tons of Native performances will happen throughout the country.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll talk more about it tomorrow if you're able to come in or call in. You know, we want to shout out a deep prayer for the Wall of Forgotten Natives in South Minneapolis. And I'm just going to read this with how I always end my show. I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to the show, you are the resistance. The ground on which we stand upon is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to divest, resist, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to the Matt McNeil Show. He's awake somewhere. Thanks, Matt, for having us on, and thanks for listening to us. You're listening to the Matt McNeil Show.